that LK Mobile.
K, K and 4, BWA.
And 4, is that LK? Just now headed to the house. How are you this morning?
The last 15 days trying to get over a cold that my 3.5-year-old grandson gave me, and boy, I tell you what, it's nuclear powered. But I'm back amongst the living. I'm headed with a friend of mine, a manufacturer's rep, over to Easley to install some equipment today. You want to come and join us? It won't be boring.
Exciting as that sounds, it's very tempting, but I got a few other things I need to get taken care of.
She's good looking, and you get everything done the way you want it done today. So, hey, how bad are the fires affecting you up there?
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing. We had to evacuate, and I'm going back, and we can get in and get stuff. I'm just trying to, I got essentials yesterday and some things we needed for a wedding. We were supposed to have a Table Rock here in the 13th of April, which we're not having there anymore. And I'm trying to go back and just get some odds and ends, things to make it a little more comfortable while we're staying away.
You said you're staying where?
Place. And there's people in the neighborhood checking every day, doing some drive-bys, and they got fire department, and I think Pickens County does drive-bys, so it's pretty secure, I guess. I mean, I feel better about leaving, but it's really smoky up here.
Do you recall what it would look like with a fog, with a visibility of about 3/4 of a mile? Well, the smoke is running a little bit north and east, and it's coming right over my house on Highway 11, and that's about what the smoke looked like at my house today. And I can't imagine what it's like over at your place. It was almost choking. My wife's just going to keep the house sealed up until we can get some clean air. Pray for rain on Sunday and Monday, brother.
Yeah, it does look like the smoke is following all the way up Highway 11. I mean, you got both fires going, and it's anywhere. It's west side of Greenville, where you met me with the radio at the post office that one time. That's near where my daughter lives, and it's all over there. It's all over downtown. My son looked at a satellite image, and you can see smoke all the way down to the coast.
Goodness gracious. Well, I wish you all the best. I hope you can get back in there today. What's the prognosis of getting back in there?
I'm about 3 miles away, and there's already neighbors saying they're in. They were able to get back in. They're not keeping us out if we live there. They want us to not stay there, but they're allowing us to get in and get stuff. They're not even really checking IDs, but they're recognizing the vehicles coming through.
So are you going to try to stay?
I'm not going to stay. We're staying at my daughter's house, but, you know, I think we'll be okay. I didn't think we'd have to evacuate originally, and that happened, and, you know, I think that the neighborhood's going to be okay. They're deploying more firemen, fire crews, I guess, from other areas, and they say if it gets to the neighborhoods, they'll work on protecting the structures, so that's encouraging.
Well, say a little prayer for that, okay? So in the meantime, you stay safe, bud. Well, I'm going to jump off of here. I'm about to get over here sort of core destination. So you be safe out there, or say hey. Hope everything's going okay. Talk to you later, 73's KN4VWA. Clear after your final.
Thanks for jumping in and saying hello. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, N4ZLK.